In the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. As I mentioned at the beginning of the service, the fourth Sunday of Easter is known as Good Shepherd Sunday, and the image of God as our shepherd is such a familiar one. Indeed, all the hymns that have been chosen, with the exception of the last one for today, feature sheep and shepherds in abundance. And in biblical times, everyone knew a shepherd. It would have been to them a very familiar and helpful metaphor. Psalm 23, which we will sing shortly as our offertory hymn this morning, is a great text. Yet she is like a bit of a distant but loved relative. We rarely visit her, yet she turns up at weddings and funerals and in our lectionary comes to stay after Easter. We are glad to see her, for she always brings us a word of hope and comfort, and she encourages us to celebrate the faithfulness, the generosity, and the overflowing goodness of God, the Good Shepherd. But then, with chapter 10, the tone of John's Gospel also changes, and we go from the mystery of light, and he turns to the mystery of love. Those first six verses of our reading this morning paint a very pastoral scene. In a rural economy where sheep are the main wealth, sheep stealing is considered a profound and serious crime. As Jesus tells a story about sheep stealing, he grips everyone's attention. And the audience would agree that, of course, the thief does not come through the gate or the door. He creeps round the wall till he finds a convenient place to climb over. But the man who does come through the gate or the door is the shepherd who owns the sheep. And Jesus goes on to describe what happens every morning in the sheepfold. And this fold has several flocks penned there for the night. The shepherd calls his own flock, each of whom he has a name, and he leads them out to graze. He walks one step in front of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. It is a voice which draws them, the voice they know and trust, calling each of them by name. A stranger's voice, as we heard, has the opposite effect. They run from it because they do not know it or trust it. And then we have another beautiful and precise illustration of the truth of I am. In the figure of speech Jesus has used, one side of the gate is the courtyard of the sheepfold, and the other side is the open country. I am the gate of the sheep. The tenderness of Jesus breaks through the image of the sheepfold and speaks to all of our human needs. You will be welcomed. You will be restored and made whole. To go in and out, to commute between earth and heaven, is to live the entire range of human life to the full. And this is what Jesus makes possible by offering himself as the due in contrast to all who came before him. The sheep stealer comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it in all its fullness. That beautiful promise from Jesus to each one of us. I have come that you may have life and have it in all its fullness. I genuinely believe it is not God's purpose for us that we should live a sort of shadow existence. It is not God's purpose for us that we should lead a hollow or less than satisfying life. He sent his Son Jesus so that we could have life in all its fullness. And that is the message of Easter too, because it is through Christ's sacrifice on the cross, the taking of our burdens and cares onto himself, that it becomes possible for us to live life in all its fullness. The Good Shepherd is a precious image of God, and as such does not remain forever unchanged. Imagining God as a shepherd is to realize that God is not only ahead of us, for us to follow, and somehow above us on a throne. God is actually in the midst of us, walking beside us, urging us on. God is searching for us, just over the horizon or in the next field. And perhaps that means we can, when we need to, admit when we feel lost or troubled. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is a picture of God who is our friend, who knows us by name, whose voice we recognize, in whose arms we are safe, and on whose shoulders we are carried home. God who comes looking for us when we are lost, whose voice, heard and loved, will be the very gateway of our own self-limiting beliefs into the freedom of the hills. Jesus says, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Amen.